نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers in Islam, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this wonderful and beautiful deen. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having given us iman, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having made us from the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the last part of the month of Shaaban. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about Rajab. It is Shahrullah, the month of Allah, Rajab. And the month of Shaaban, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shahri, it's my month. And the month of Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that it is the Shahrul Mu'mineen. It's the month of the Mu'mineen, the Muslimin. These mentioned in consecutive months, the 2 months before Ramadan is like a prelude. It's an introduction to that month, the blessed month of Ramadan. Because it is a spectacle of our lives being the most meritorious, virtuous month in the entire calendar, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, the Shahrullah, Shahri, and then the month of the Mu'mineen. This is to give us and forewarn us that there is a month to come wherein everything of goodness happens, nothing of bad. If anything that happens, when I say this, I mean per person, that everybody, individual. Bad things are all over. Bad things will always happen throughout the year. But for every individual Muslim, there is only goodness in this month, as long as he follows accordingly. So, when this dua was made by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaaban. From 2 months before, this month, blessed month of Ramadan, already Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us a dua, giving us an indication what is this barakah that we're talking about. You see, in our lives, there are certain things that is part and parcel of our life. Our breathing, otherwise we're dead. The circulation of the blood, the pump from the to the heart, the oxygen, all these are part and parcel of life that you cannot do without. Some things you can't do without. Water you got to drink, food you got to eat, so that it generates in the body and you live by it. Similarly, the dhikr of Allah, the dhikr of Allah Akbar, the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah through other many channels, reading the Quran, etc. This is the remembrance of Allah. So for a mu'min, this is essential. Otherwise, we'll become dead wood. Like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if the heart sins, then there is a black dot, then eventually it becomes blackened. In order to lighten it, you get the dhikr of Allah that will remove it, that will shine it, that will make it lit, etc. So there are essential things in our life that are part and parcel of our lives. And this is one of the things that is part and parcel of our life. And that is barakah, mercy of Allah. We cannot do without it. Each one of us has an angel with us that protects us. Otherwise, if we step out, because of the forces of evil, it will wipe us off. So we need the barakah in our life. We need the mercy of Allah in our life. That's why we ask Allah always, Allahumma arhamni, or Allahumma arhamna, Allah, give us the mercy. Give us your mercy. Because we are in need of it. Like the air that we breathe. That's how Allah made the constitution of the world. So what is essential for us, we have to have in us. And this barakah, that is the reason why barakah throughout the year. But because the coming of this great, great month, the blessed month of Ramadan is appearing, it's now become like a reminder that when that month comes, then Allah will pour His mercies. Otherwise, every other time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends mercy, and we're asking for. But this month is particularly, specifically, for the mu'mineen, we said, shahrul mu'mineen, for the mu'mineen to grasp, to take that opportunity, grant that opportunity, because Allah will be pouring it out. Who among us will grab it? So it's already coming down from Rajab. That's why this dua is made. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. Baraka, baraka. So this becomes fundamental, grounded as part of our iman. We need it. That's one. Two is, there's some pillars that we live by and we cannot do without. The next is istighfar, tawbah. We cannot live without it. And that is why we are repeatedly warned or repeatedly asked. And that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make, as the Quran says, 70 or more times a day. That was a lesson for us to learn, that it is a part, integral part, essentially for us, that we make istighfar, that we ask for tawbah. So we have rahmah, barakah as a pillar. We have tawbah, istighfar as a pillar. So this 15th night, Nisf, Laylatul Nisf, Sha'ban, as mentioned in the hadith, also it's a prelude to the month of Ramadan to come. What's this night known as? It's the night of istighfar. It's the night to repent. Again, warning. So the barakah warning has come from Rajab. And this night, coming to the half of this month, is a reminder to us that month is coming. the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of Jannah. Never, ever, ever has it happened like that. Never, any other time in the year. So, giving us the opportunity that we must race towards it, that we must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for repentance. So these are the two pillars that we have to and essentially make it part of our life. And in that month of Ramadan, these two things become foremost and fundamental for us. So it's already a warning to us that in the month of Ramadan to come, we have to prepare ourselves, obviously. Prepare ourselves. How do we prepare ourselves? One of the things that are top of the list, or the top, if I can be corrected, the thing that is on top of the list is the cleansing of the heart. There may be other things. There are other things. But the top of the list is cleansing our heart, to clean our heart. That month is coming whereby we have to make sure that we are prepared for that month of Ramadan. By the way, there is one hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that closer to Ramadan, that's in Shaban, latter days of Shaban, people become ghafil, they become unmindful. You know what sometimes they say? Oh, the month of Ramadan is coming, so okay, you know, I can do this and I can do that. No. That's not how or what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. Because of the preparation, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's outlook before the coming of Ramadan was different. It was changed because the face of the earth will be changing. The face of the earth will be changing. And therefore, he prepared us for that month of Ramadan. So, he's warned us that do not become ghafil, don't become unmindful. In your preparation, the cleansing of the heart is very, very important. First and foremost. So let's just go through one other hadith combined together, that there are four people. There are four people that will not be forgiven. This we're talking in the month of Ramadan and other time too, but now month of Ramadan is the spectacle year. They will not be forgiven. They will not, their ibadat will not be accepted unless they make tawbah. Yes. For everything they make tawbah. Even if a person makes shirk and he makes tawbah, Allah will accept. Why not? The hadith that comes that when a person thinks that Allah is, I got so much on my sins on my head. But the hadith says that that person who has so much of sin that it fills from the earth to the heaven, and if he asks for tawbah, he asks for repentance, he asks for forgiveness, Allah will forgive him. That's Arhamur Rahimin. Rahman, that is Rahman and that's Rahim. Allah forgives. So, the four people, if they do not make tawbah, then the ibadat is not accepted. In this blessed month of Ramadan, they can make how much, they fast, the nafil, they have done Quran reading and everything else. Ibadat will not be accepted. Who are the four? One, that person who brings taklif to his parents. Not just by one, two words, like he said something loud against his parents, or maybe he didn't listen to them. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about a person that gives taklif, that gives hurt, that gives pain, that brings about pain to his parents. That is the person Allah will not accept his ibadat. That's a warning, or first warning. Second person is a person who is an alcoholic. Person who continues drinking. And we know it is haram. So, that's the second person. The third person is that person who breaks relationship with his family. This is something very, very societal problem. We have this problem all over. You know, brothers are not talking to brothers, sisters. In fact, it's gone so bad that they don't even talk to their parents. Because of one small, simple thing, maybe there was a correction on the inheritance of one of the spouses or whatever it may be. But on small, small issues, they don't talk to each other. So, qatil arham, the person who breaks the relationship. Imagine, person's ibadat is not accepted. So it's a warning. And of course, the last one, the fourth one, is kina. What is this kina? One is that you hate somebody. You just don't like the person. Bughz, you have bughz in you. You hate the person. That's one kind of person. Not right. But this kina that we're talking about is not that only. In fact, it's worse than that. He hates the person, but he's bringing taklif on him. He's bringing pain and injury on him. How he does it, whether he does it physically, if he does it physically, obviously he may be charged. That person can take him to court, whatever it may be. But besides and beyond that, it's a very shameful thing that the person goes on to do something that is completely haram, and that is to go and make this omens and do jadu, and because you can't see him progressing, or you can't see him doing well, or he just doesn't like him, so you want to harm him. So he is bringing taklif on that, he's bringing difficulty on that person. These are the four things that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned. Ibadat will not be accepted. How much? You can read every day tahajjud, you can finish the Quran 3 times in the month. But the one that is most important from all these, all are important, but the one that is most, sorry to say, common among our people, our society, and elsewhere too, is the last one. Why do we want to punish somebody? Why do we have that hasad? So that I'm connecting you with that, what I said is the preparation for Ramadan. The first thing, the top of the list, is to cleanse the heart. This cleanse of the heart, if it's got jealousy, hasad, if it's got hatred, if it's got evil thoughts, and all those things that surround us. We are human beings. We can't say, and nobody can say that we can't be affected by it. No. Every one of us are human beings. And if I see somebody that's got something better, then obviously my heart is, you know, I don't have it, or, you know, things like that. That creates in the heart jealousy, hatred for the next person. Rather it be reversed and say, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me is sufficient for me. What He has given the next person is sufficient for him. And if He's given more, that was Allah's hukam. Who are we to kind of intervene in there and have to say this or even mention it for even a second? That why is he got it? I'm just giving one example. But this is where we are at the moment. Where we have this, that we are against each other. And it's a very big sickness. It's in fact a disease that some people just have in them, that they can't see the next person progressing. They can't see the next person doing good, whether in business, whether we're having grandchildren and children, and how well they do, how well they look, or how good they look, how good they bring in society, etc. So this is something that we have to cleanse ourselves. This is the, I'm saying, the priority and the top of the list in the, for the month to come, that if we can repair ourselves there, then you're going to find a gateway, or you're going to find the door of happiness. After that, then you are relaxed. Then work on all the other things that is like sinful. By this, at least 50% of all our problems will be sorted out. Coming back to the pillar that we spoke about, the tawbah, the istighfar, which is so essential in our lives, let me just give you some examples. I may have given it to you before, but this is just as a reminder that Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. We say this, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. We have to lift our hands, we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuously, we are in need of Him, and not the other way around. So we have to beg unto Him. So let's just see one, two examples. The example of Kifl. There's a person who lived at that time, very rich. So every night, he'll spend with another woman. And in place of his, you know, satisfying himself, he'll give that girl or that lady gold, that much of gold he had. And so one day they brought him a young girl. But this girl continuously cried before even Kifl could say anything. And Kifl was a little bit disturbed, so he asked this girl, "What is the problem? You came to me, I didn't force you." And then she said that, "I have my family members that are hungry, etc., etc. But the one thing I have is the fear of Allah." Oh, by her saying that, something turned in the heart and the mind of Kifl. And Kifl then understood Allah is present. Look at this girl that has the fear of Allah. And so he let her go with the gold. And that night Kifl passed on. In the morning, people came to his residence and saw written there, "Inna Allah qad ghafara Kifl." Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiven Kifl. See his life, and what tawbah he must have made that night when the girl reminded him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just in seconds, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Ghafoor Rahim. This is Allah. As long as you're sincere, Allah ta'ala will forgive. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in his time, there was drought, intense drought. People didn't know what to do. Animals are dying, crops are dying, and people are dying. So they came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and asked Musa alayhi salam. They know that he talks to Allah, Kalimullah. Go to your Allah and ask Allah to bring in rain. So Musa alayhi salam goes and says, "Oh Allah, people are dying. People don't have any water anymore. Crops are dying. Food, there's no food, etc. They're asking for rain." And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as long as there is a person in that audience, that is a sinner, I won't send rain. So he goes back to his people and he tells them this. Anybody from the group there or anybody from that audience will hold their hands up and say, yes, I am the one. No, you'll be shamed. It's a shameful thing. So he kept quiet. Again, the people asked Musa alayhi salam go. Again, he went. Allah Ta'ala said the same. And for the third time, and then it started pouring. Rain started coming down. What happened? So after the second time, that person that was in that audience, before he could even ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, forgive me. It was just his thought. It was just his thought that he's going to ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah forgive him. That is of Allah. Again, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a person during his time, badmashi admi, a rebel. People were tired of him. He did all kinds of things. He hurt everybody in that village. And so the village people or the town people decided that they're going to throw him out of the town. And then they threw him out. He went to the jungle. What he must do? He's alone. He has nothing. So one day he was sitting against the tree trunk and he lifted his eyes up and he says, I have nobody. And the name of Allah came out. And that was it. He asked Allah for forgiveness and he was forgiven. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala said, there is a man that is in the woods. Go and see to him, do his funeral, all the rest of it. So Musa alayhi salam goes, brings him into town. And when the people saw, they said, no, not him. That's the man that we threw out. We banished him because of ABC. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says that that person who Allah has forgiven him, and that person who makes his janazah, then Allah will forgive them too. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask for forgiveness, because that is fundamental in our lives. That becomes the pillar. And for the month of Ramadan, it's absolutely essential. The rahmat of Allah, the mercy of Allah is going to be pouring down. The istighfar that you make, Allah will be opening the gates. All the gates of Jannah. All the gates of istighfar. It's only us to ask. And so we can now look at an adjustment in our lives. We can look at healing ourselves, not only bodily, even spiritually. That's more important, spiritually, healing ourselves. Because that's the opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. He hasn't given that opportunity any time in the year. And so for that preparation, again I'm saying what I said, the priority, top of the list, is to cleanse the heart. When you cleanse the heart, clean the heart, then all these opportunities and much, much more will in fact pour into our hearts. And it will be as if that you'll be a free person. Release that from your heart. Release the pain that you are suffering in your heart against anybody else. And then tell me and see what happens when you clean and cleanse all the diseases. Whether it is hating a person, whether it is hasad, all these things, kina, backbiting, tail carrying, all these things. Inshallah, you'll see the difference. Inshallah, wa akhidan alhamdulillah.